You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. Dip, 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 dip. Trick, trickle, splash, splash, tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping, tell me how long will this rain last? Well, we're getting a little break today, but we sure have had a lot of rain lately, and I'm afraid there's more in store. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain how most of that rain actually starts as snow up above in just a bit. First, though, let's hear some details on the forecast. It's definitely the rainy season, right, Cliff?
It is, and in fact, to answer the musical question, you know, maybe a few months of rain. That's what we have ahead. But today is not going to be rainy here in Puget Sound. Actually, we had the storm system move through. High pressure is building in over us temporarily. So today, you know, maybe some showers in southwest Washington, but not around here. Temperatures getting up around 50 degrees. So actually, pretty pleasant day. You'll even see sun. So get out there today. Some people are off. So it's a wonderful day to get out there and rake your leaves or enjoy a little run or whatever. Then Saturday is the transition day. It'll start off, you know, partly cloudy. There won't be too many showers in the morning, but we'll start getting some sprinkles in the afternoon. And then later in the day, I think things will thicken up, and I think there's a good chance of some showers on Saturday night into Sunday morning. Sunday, you know, again, will be a day that'll pick up later in the day, particularly. So the morning, you know, maybe a little bit of light rain, but then it'll get heavier. And a serious storm is coming in Sunday night, Monday morning. So that's the big focus right now. The storm will have strong winds with this. It'll be a very intense low-pressure center that's going to move right up the coast. So I expect we'll have fairly heavy rain Sunday night and Monday morning, and the winds will pick up overnight into Monday morning, and some of the winds could be serious. We're talking about here in Puget Sound, winds could gust to 30 to 50 miles per hour. There could be a few power outages, strong winds on the coast. So this one we'll have to watch, you know, a little more intense, a little bit further inland. We could get even stronger winds. So I think people have to be cognizant that there could be a few blackouts on Monday morning. And that storm will move through. And then it gets even more interesting. An atmospheric river event starts setting up. We'll get this plume of moisture moving into the region. The rain will pick up. The temperatures will actually cool down slightly, and that's when I expect that the mountains will start getting substantial snow. I believe by the time we get to Wednesday, there could be another foot or two of snow in the mountains, certainly above 4,000 feet. And that's important because I think there's a really good chance we could get enough snow to open several of the ski areas. You know, places like Stevens and Baker and Crystal, they just have too little, though. They have maybe 16, 20 inches, something like that. They need a little bit more. I think the storm Tuesday, Wednesday will throw them over, and I expect some ski area openings by next weekend. But we'll see if that works out.
Ah. But you were telling me, and I thought this was interesting, that actually the rain that we get for months at this time of year, most of it starts up aloft as snow.
That's right. People don't think about it, but virtually all the rain that we get here in Seattle and in the lowlands starts at snow higher in the atmosphere. The only exception to that are, you know, maybe some drizzle events from some low clouds. But, you know, 95% of the precipitation here in the lowlands starts as snow higher up in the atmosphere where it's well below freezing. That snow then falls down into a warmer layer near the surface, and that produces rain. Once you have about 1,000 feet of above freezing temperatures, the snow will melt into rain, and that happens virtually every day during the wintertime. So it's strange to think about it, but our rain all started as snow.
So what about when we get sleet or freezing rain?
Well, that happens when the temperature structure is a little more interesting. So if we start as snow above, and then it falls into a layer that's above freezing, and that can happen when a storm system approaches, the snow melts into rain. Then it falls into a layer near the surface that's below freezing. Now, if that layer down low is very deep, the water will then refreeze into little pellets of ice, and that produces sleet. If that layer of below freezing air is not very deep, the water cools to below freezing but doesn't freeze. It becomes super cooled. And then when that water hits the ground, we have freezing rain. So everything depends on the exact structure of the temperatures above us, whether we get snow, rain, sleet, or freezing rain.
Interesting. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On knkx.org and NPR1.